I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, Russia completed its second nuclear missile exercise in the space of 2 weeks. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will take measures to ensure its sovereignty and security, not enter a nuclear arms race. In these tensions, Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association tells us,
we need to be careful not to connect the decisions of Russian national leadership to all Russian people.
SGA serves Russian churches who today face restrictions on evangelism and speech.
Pray that these faithful Bible-teaching churches would be those churches that stand tall in increasing and mounting difficulties, that we would be united in the single cause to know Christ and to make him known among the nations.
And in the wake of conflict in and around Israel, anti-Semitism has been on a sharp rise. The devastation in Israel has driven many Jewish people to ask questions and hunt for hope. And that's where Jews for Jesus comes in. We spoke to Aaron Abramson of Jews for Jesus to learn why their work is critically important right now.
And the reality is you've got a lot of hurting Jewish people because it's a very small population, very marginal community, wherever that is, whether it's in Israel, but they feel very isolated. And so that also applies to those who are in ministry.
Jews for Jesus has seen neighbors come together and overcome differences to rebuild in the wake of violence. And they want to do more than just talk. They want to act like Jesus would act.
We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus in these contexts. We want to serve our people, but we also want to represent Yeshua, represent Jesus in these difficult contexts.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.